John O'Connell, welcome.
Thank you, Julia. It's great to be here.
Now, there's a lot going on over at your College of Visual and Performing Arts.
Yeah, a lot going on.
So let's start right there. How are things officially changing up now that you're transitioning to Purdue Fort Wayne, beginning with the Purdue Fort Wayne School of Music?
Well, it's obvious because it's called the Purdue School of Music that the Purdue community is welcoming us with open arms. The Board of Trustees voted officially to recognize the Purdue University Department of Music as a school of music, and that alone sets us apart from any other campus in the Purdue system.
It's the first one.
The first one and only one. If you want a music degree from Purdue, you have to come to Fort Wayne to get it.
That's so exciting. What does this mean to the school and to the community and to music students?
Well, it allows us to expand our offerings to include graduate programs. For example, we need a graduate program in music therapy, and we need it within the next 3 to 5 years. Now that we're a school, we have no holds on us regarding that. We'd like a graduate program in music education. We have avenues for that now that we're a school that we didn't have in the past.
That's very, very exciting.
Yeah, and then absolutely.
There's the whole world of music technology, and
that's expanding tremendously because, as you know, with our partnership with Sweetwater, we're moving our music technology program and some new degree programs to the campus of Sweetwater.
Good for you. Keep all those changes coming. Now let's talk about art departments. There's a merger, a unification, as you
There's
call
a
it.
Reunification. Many years ago, the Department of Fine Arts was one department. And about 12 years ago, we separated into two departments, the Department of Fine Arts and the Department of Visual Communication and Design. In 2015, we got our first ever, and I'm very proud of this, national accreditation by the National Association of Schools of Art and Design. They came to campus and they accredited us. While they were there, they brought to my attention items in our art programs that could be better utilized if we were back together. So 2 years ago, I went to the faculty, I gave them 4 ideas to think about, better utilization of resources, better utilization of faculty, a 21st century curriculum for our new students, and numbers count. So let's think about putting ourselves back together. And a unanimous vote from the faculty came about, and with the new Purdue Fort Wayne established July 1st, so will the new Department of Art and Design at Purdue Fort Wayne.
So, we're talking about all these changes. What about your job description and/or your title? Will that change?
No, I'll still be the Dean of the College of Visual and Performing Arts. Now I will have a school in our college, so the School of Music will still reside in the College of Visual and Performing Arts. There are 6 colleges at Purdue Fort Wayne.
And you are going to be running one great, big, wonderful.
I got the best job in the whole wide world, Julia. I'm telling you, it's the best job I've ever had. Great faculty, great students, really talented artists.
Good for you. A good town to do it all in. Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you are looking forward to the change.
I am really looking forward to the change. I have to say that if any college and the university has embraced this move towards Purdue, it's been the College of Visual and Performing Arts. We have the new School of Music. We've put our 2 art departments back together for the art and design. That art and design department will now be one of the largest departments in the entire university with over 320 students.
Good for you.
That's impressive, I think.
Now, I do have to ask at this point, do you handle mayhem well?
I do handle mayhem most of the time well. As a theater director, I'm used to having mayhem swirl around me. So if I don't cause it, I handle it well. If I cause it, then I don't handle it so well.
So it's been so far so good, and you anticipate that this is going to be a lot of work.
Well, the first year of the transition and the reunification will have kinks to work out. We tried a national search for a chair of the new art and design, and that was not successful. So John Rahove has graciously agreed to stay on as chair. The unity of that, I think, is actually going to help us instead of bringing a new person to head of a new department. But there will be kinks to be worked out in the first year, I'm sure.
And they'll be worked out. And
yeah, absolutely. Sure.
On. Yes. Good for you. Okay. Meanwhile, you just got back from a European tour with the Symphonic Wind Ensemble. So what kind of an adventure was that?
Well, it was an adventure of a lifetime, not only for the students, as it really was, but it was also for me. I've never traveled with 50 musicians before in my life.
And
it was 14 days. We had 3 nights in every city. We went to Vienna, Salzburg, Prague, and our sister city, Gera, Germany. The students performed in the great halls, the Mozarteum in Salzburg. And each concert was in tandem with a local orchestra or performing group. So the audiences were quite large, quite receptive, and our students did a really beautiful job. The touring company that put the project together also had city tours, music tours. So we had a pretty tight schedule, but yet there was a fair amount of free time in each city for the students.
And this is the first time you've been to one of our sister cities?
Yes, it's the first time I've been to a sister city. But, you know, going back to the idea that we're a school of music, Julia, schools of music do this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, we went to Carnegie Hall. Now, if we're going to be a school of music, we have to take our students beyond the realm of Fort Wayne or the region. International tour is not uncommon for a school of music, so we were proud to take 50 students to Europe.
And what a treat.
Yeah, and we kept the cost down. We were able to raise a fair amount of money, so our students only had to pay $1,200 each, which included flight, mostly room and board, travel for 14 days in Europe. It was a phenomenal experience for them.
It just certainly sounds it. So what did you get a chance to share with the folks along the way and the people that were participating in all of this, besides some of the university's most awesome music?
Well, yes, you're right. They did play, oh my gosh, they played so beautifully in those concert halls. But at each turn, because we played with a resident orchestra or company, our students got to mingle with other musicians from around the world. When we played in Vienna, we played with the Music Conservatory of Vienna. So college students of their same age, we met and talked with after the concert. And they shared their mutual experiences that are very similar. A music student is a music student. That means practice, yeah. practice. Really so something. That shared experience, I think, for our students was really important.
And I get that it was a blur of activity, a wonderful one to be sure. Was there a particularly striking experience on this tour that's going to stay in your heart for quite some time?
The Gera Germany Sister City extension was not a part of the original tour. Dan Tembris, who's the director of our wind ensemble, reached out to the sister city here in Fort Wayne, and they are the ones who got us involved with Gera Germany. And Julia, Gera Germany sponsored our 3 days completely while we were in Germany. And we had such a terrific time with them. There's a wonderful picture of me standing next to the deputy mayor. He's about 6'5", and as you know, I'm like 5'5". I look like mini-me floating next to him. But we had wonderful receptions. They just greeted us with open arms. And one of their Sister City employees is coming. He's a photographer. He has an exhibit at our Botanical Gardens in July.
Exciting.
So I've already set up our photography students to meet with him and attend the lecture. So already the extensions of that relationship have the potential for growth. They were so gracious. I would say the highlight of the trip for me was the relationship building of Gera Germany. And Mayor Henry was very gracious and a gift to us to assist us in that trip as well just before we left.
That's music to my ears, in all seriousness, that kind of thing can happen for you all, representing the school, and then to make that kind of connection with wonderful sister city. That's a lovely, lovely story.
And the people we met with in Gera had been to Fort Wayne 3 or 4 times. So we had some lunch with them, we had some dinner, we went out privately with them. Their knowledge of our city really impressed me. Actually, I felt a little embarrassed that I didn't know as much about Gera. But Gera in its own right is as beautiful as all the historical cities of Central Europe.
Good for you. Good for everybody involved in that,
absolutely.
To be sure. So now that you're back in the art saddle, John, any more summer arts projects on the agenda pre-transition?
Well, not towards the transition, but our art camps are really kicking up. Our piano camp, that's about our 6th year of piano camp. We've had to cut the enrollment off. We can't take any more than 24 students,
good
but they
have
turned people away, which is unfortunate. We started a string camp last year, and it already has 15 to 16 people wanting to participate in the week-long string camp. So our music camps, which are new to our program, are really being embraced by the community, and I'm very excited about
that. That's great. Everything is going along and you are getting ready for the transition in question. In that case, what needs to happen before school starts and the new PFW School of Music and the Unified Arts Departments all finally officially begin in earnest?
This transition's been going on for about 2 years. So I would say that right now, as from the actual, you know, dead date of July 1st, we have our ducks in a row. We are not scurrying quickly at the end of the month to get things finished, other than the physical items on the campus that have to be changed are still going forward. But from my college standpoint, we're ready and ready to go, especially given that the School of Music had a fair amount of curriculum change to take care of, and so did Art and Design. They redid their entire curriculum. We've been doing that for 2 years. We'd have that documentation and those courses ready some months ago for early registration of our new students, which I'm happy to say enrollment is up in the College of Visual and Performing Arts for the first Purdue University Fort Wayne. I'm very happy about that.
You should be, and good for all involved in making that happen.
Yeah. The certainty of knowing who we are as we move forward has really solidified our enthusiasm. Being able to say, we know who we are, we know what we stand for, we're Purdue University Fort Wayne, we know what strengths we bring to the community, has really helped us move forward.
and as it should be. Mm-hmm. And you've got a history, you've got a reputation, you've got a good head on your collective shoulders. Mm-hmm. And so now you're putting it out there.
Exactly. There's no more the last 3 or 4 years of who we're going to be, what are we going to be? All of that's over. That, for me, makes it really easy to move forward.
Just do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know you got lots to do. Last question before I let you go, John. You couldn't anticipate this kind of change to the program way back before you started working on it, of course. But now that it is happening, what do you think and hope it's going to mean for the university and for the community to have Purdue Fort Wayne going full swing with your wonderful arts program?
Well, I think it's very easy to say in that Purdue University has an international reputation that we can hang our hat on with no more confusion anymore as to whether or not we're IU, Purdue, or whatever we are. We are Purdue Fort Wayne, and I have faculty who have already established themselves as international artists and performers. We're just adding to that reputation now in Fort Wayne, so it's easy to brag about that reputation.
John O'Connell is Dean of PFW's College of Visual and Performing Arts. John, good luck with everything on your to-do list in this transition, and here's to everything wonderful PFW Arts.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate being here, and I appreciate the opportunity.